With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's been in baseball for a long time. He is not really updating his file. He is who he is. And who he is a guy that is tremendous as a people person with his players, with everyone he'll ever meet, who is bad at managing in the middle of baseball games and making decisions in critical moments. And I'll get into some more thoughts on that in a little bit. But here are some of my flaws with Dusty last night. I want you to react to them.
Yep.
I wrote a list. First batter of the game, John Jay doubles. He challenged to play at second. I won't put this solely on Dusty because he's not getting to watch the replay. He's being told what to do. But it's got to, at some point, be on the manager to decide, hey, this is a double to start the game. We got 9 innings of baseball ahead of us. Could have used a review later in the game that he didn't have, by the way. I thought that was a mistake.
Yeah, clearly safe. I don't know where the chain of command lies, but you're right. The decision was his, and he was safe. It was
not close, by the way. Top of the third, 4-1 lead, biggest inning of the game, biggest inning of the season. Gio Gonzalez was left on the mound with no one getting up in the bullpen. He routinely is too late to get people up in the bullpen in the playoffs. The reason is that my thesis here is going to be that Baker manages the playoffs like it's July. This is the mistake a lot of managers make, by the way. This is not July, this is October. It's extremely different. There is no sport that changes more from the regular year to the playoffs in terms of actual strategy and coaching and decision-making than this one. So you've got the double, the walk, the bases are loaded, and nobody up in the pen. Thank God Gio Gonzalez was able to make a pitch and get out of the inning, or else the thing could have been busted open because he got no help from his skipper, so it was him against the world in a pretty helpless situation at that point. Not until 2 runs had scored, by the way. Not until a wild pitch because he was a lost dog on the mound had scored. It was 4-1 and it became 4-3. The Cubs were right back in the game. That was when maybe the game was lost, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously different chances, different, but that's a massive moment. Massive, massive moment that didn't go right.
Do you agree that someone should have been at least up in the bullpen?
100%. 100%.
Bottom fifth, they intentionally walked Jason Hayward. Now, this is a little bit nitpicky here. I hated it in moment, and I hate it now. Jason Hayward had grounded to first with the bases loaded softly to Ryan Zimmerman, had struck out with second and third, was 2-for-12 in the series, was probably the bat in the Cubs lineup, frankly, that I feared the least last night. He was ahead in the count 2-0 against Scherzer, so they put him on to get to Javier Baez. In the moment I hated that, you could say that that's not that big of a deal, and I will grant you, go make the pitch, Max. But again, that's just a decision that was made that backfired that I think most managers in the sport would not have made. I don't know what the thinking was. He's 2-for-12 in the series. He's as cold as an ice cube. He's bailed you out of 2 jams already, and you're putting him on first so that you can pitch to Javier Baez with 2 outs. You're not setting up a double play. Didn't get that.
Yeah, I trust Max Scherzer implicitly there.
Bottom six, bases loaded, 2 outs. Matt Wieters comes to the plate, no pinch hit. This was the biggest mistake of the night. This was inexcusable. This was laughable. This was outrageous. This was preposterous. You pick your word. This is amateur hour nonsense. This is ridiculous. We can all pretend like it isn't. And everyone who wants to say Dusty's, you know, it's never Baker, by the way. We call people by their last name, but with Dusty, we're friendly with him. So it's Dusty. Hey, Dusty, tell me a fun story from 30 years ago. Hey, Dusty. This is terrible. Pinch hit for Wieters here. By the way, should have done it earlier in the series as well and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't made a big deal for whatever reason because it was Dusty and we don't want to be mean, I guess. Because I'm being mean to Dusty. No, pinch hit! Pinch hit for Matt Wieters there. Adam Lind on the bench. Hits over 300 against left-handed pitching. Howie Kendrick acquired via trade for that situation. You use those guys in your highest leverage opportunities. He made the correct decision to lead off an inning with Victor Robles off the bench. Correctly, did that. Good job. Save those guys for when there's people on base. How about the bases loaded? Now, if he didn't pinch it there, and he didn't, and the thinking and the logic was, well, you know, guys, I just didn't want to lose Matt behind the plate. I didn't want to lose a catcher at that time. It was too early in the game. We only had 2 on a roster. Okay. Terrible. Still the worst decision you made in the series, but at least you had logic behind it. You replaced Wieters defensively in the next half inning with Lobatone. and he hit second as the worst hitter on your team. Remember we were watching batting practice and you go, who is this? This is a terrible batting practice round. I said, it's Lobatone. You go, oh, he's terrible in batting practice too. Now, he had a hit later, which
he
was
did.
A gift from the heavens. The
miraculous.
Which was amazing. One of the greatest moments in DC sports history. But he batted second after he was brought into the game after he didn't pinch it for weeks.
On the double switch. So if you decide as the pinch hitter comes up, you go, I can even understand not wanting to use Lind right there. You go, okay, I don't like Howie Kendrick hitting right-handed that much more than I like Matt Wieters against Montgomery. Whether that's right or wrong, I would say wrong, but okay, I can understand it if you don't take him out right away on the double switch because you didn't want to lose it. That to me is inexplicable. That's you tried. You're beyond talking out of both sides of your mouth. You want it both ways, and you got it neither of the ways. I mean, give Jason Hayward a ton of credit. Made an amazing play down the right field line on a ball that was pretty well struck by Wieters, but then Wieters comes out of the game. So bizarre.
In the top of the seventh, he went to Sammy Solis again.
Never again, please.
Over Ryan Madsen. This is not June. Ryan Madsen and Sean Doolittle can get nine outs. I promise you they can. I promise you. Their arms aren't going to fall off. And guess what, Dusty Baker? Do you see Joe Maddon over there who won a World Series last year, who shirks convention, who routinely goes against the book, who brought his infield in and cut a run down at the plate in the first inning in a game that was won by one run? Who is the complete opposite of you as an in-game strategizer. Sammy Solis over Ryan Madsen. Maddon went and got his closer in the seventh inning. This was the seventh inning. I'm not asking to go get your closer. I'm asking to get your setup man and to let the two of them combine to get nine outs, your two best relievers. Madsen, who was your best reliever in the second half, who FP Santangelo says is the best reliever in the NL in the second half, and Doolittle, who's nasty.
So you asked Madsen.
Solis again, by the way.
Yeah, no one could believe
it. By the way, don't call up and tell me, lefties. Madsen gets lefties out at a better clip than Solis. Madsen's batting average, when left-handers are at the plate, is better than Solis's. Stop with lefty, lefty, righty, righty. Who is my best option? That's what you have to ask yourself. The answer was Madsen. The answer was Doolittle. The answer was not Solis.
The hardest hit ball in the history of mankind was Kyle Schwarber's single. He literally hit it too hard for it to go higher, and he hit it too hard for it to be a double. So he pelts the wall, dents it forever. We'll always remember it as the Kyle Schwarber single. Then John Jay pelts a base hit. So in other words, you didn't want Ryan Madsen to have to get the full six outs. Instead, you made him get five because he had to come in and try to bail Sammy Solis out, which he did, ground out deep in the hole, forced a run, and that was Sammy Solis' run. The idea that you would go to Solis over, even if you wanted lefty-lefty, over Oliver Perez, for example, this blind faith in Sammy Solis, who I like and is a nice dude, good gracious, what are we doing?
I'm a Sammy Solis guy.
What are we doing?
Good reliever for a long time. I like stealth. He throws 97. He gets swings and misses. I like Solis. Please use the correct arms in the correct spots. That was not it. He is not on your playoff roster to pitch right there. See, I want to know what Mike Rizzo thinks. I really do. There's no way that Mike Rizzo, as smart as he is, watches that game last night and goes, yeah, Dusty's giving us a good chance. He's making the right decision. There is no way he thinks that. There's none. He can't. He cannot think that. And I don't know what the learner's baseball IQ is or what they think as they're watching or if they care about anything other than how much they're going to have to pay the next manager. But there's no way they are going, well, last year, Dusty had a disaster in Game 5 when Rendon was out of the lineup because he double-switched everyone out of the lineup when they were behind, and Wilmer Defoe was the last guy on the bench, which was a nightmare that everyone in baseball laughed at, by the way, but we're all supposed to pretend like that didn't happen. But, man, at least this time around, he pinched it. We didn't pinch it for Wieters. Well, it's fine. He's fine. He's our guy. There's no way they watch that and say this is acceptable. Do better. Double-switch Lobatone back into the game top of the seventh. That's the last thing I've written down. We're just getting going here, by the way. I've still got more to talk about on the Dusty Baker front. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
These are bad decisions we're going over, but here's a good decision. Our pals at Window Nation. These guys are the best. I made the call. Grant made the call. And thousands of other listeners and people around the D.C. metro area have made the call. And right now, this is the time. This is the time to call Window Nation. Get that tax credit. Increase the value of your home. And oh, by the way, you'll get great windows and a sliding glass door.
Danny, you will indeed. $50 are coming your way for each of those windows that you don't use. That's amazing. Thanks to Window Nation for doing that. Pretty cool. Though, Danny, until 2022, you're paying 0% financing on your windows for 5 full years. Are you kidding me? WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home and for ours, because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.